Over to the Holy Land now, where the Latin Patriarch of Jerusalem, Michel Sabah, this weekend hands over to his successor, Bishop Fouad Toual, who has been serving as his auxiliary in Jerusalem for the last 2.5 years. For the past 2 decades, Patriarch Sabah has headed the church there, which includes Catholics in Jordan, Israel and the Palestinian territories. Bishop Toual, his successor, trained in Vatican diplomacy at the Pontifical Ecclesiastical Academy and served in Honduras, Egypt, Germany and Peru before being appointed Bishop of Tunis in 1992. He spent 13 years there before being named as coadjutor or assistant bishop to Jerusalem and his native Jordan.
Jerusalem, for me personally, is the city where the Lord walked and suffered and died. And we cannot work in the Holy Land, we cannot love the Holy Land without this mystery of cross.
Faced with continuing violence in the region and a steady exodus of Christians from the Middle East, Bishop Toual sees the church playing a key role in bringing hope and a vision of peace and reconciliation between Christians, Muslims and Jews. During his most recent visit here to the Vatican, Bishop Toual sat down with me to discuss the challenges facing his church and renewed international efforts at finding a lasting peace for the region.
Well, according to the position of the Holy Father, we still have hope, and he invites us to have always hope, and we do. Till now, there is not many change in the local level or the local situation, but at least on the international level, there is awareness about the importance of the situation, the importance of a solution to be given to the Holy Land. We are very grateful for all the visits, the pilgrimage coming to the Holy Land. With their presence, these bishops, we had a pilgrimage of all bishop conference of Germany, of Austria and many others. It gives us the impression that we are not alone in this mission, we are not forgotten, we are not abandoned, thanks God. It means this strong communion with the universal church, with our church sister all in Europe. We receive many helps, many helps. We are grateful. But in the same time, we say we need something more. What we need is a peace. We don't want to survive only, to be bigger with license. Church bigger, bigging all the time with license. I don't like this. It is a kind of humiliation. What we need for the moment is a political horizon. We need timing. We need to know where we are going. Time to finish the wall, time to finish the checkpoint, time to start the Palestinian state, time to finish with our problems with the visa. As you know, the Latin Patriarchate covers Jordan, Palestine and Israel. The majority of our priests, nuns, schools, families are in Jordan, which means we need this link to Jordan. We need to move with the freedom, with liberty for pastoral work. I don't speak about politics. I leave politics to politicians. But as bishop, we want to move for our pastoral work, and we are handicapped. Handicapped because Israel, till now, doesn't trust everything. Israel follows a politic of fears, and fear is not the best thing to live and to share and so on. So we hope with the intervention, with the prayer, with the pressure of this international coordination that we had, we hope that with our contact with Israel, there will be more trust between both, so we can do our mission as church in the Holy Land, give to the Holy Land its holiness, and remember that Holy Land has its own world dimension, and we are aware of that, and we want to have all the people freedom to access to the holy places, freedom for the local people, for our Christians, from Bethlehem, from Ramallah, from Galilee, from Jordan, to visit freely the holy city, the holy sites, till now we have in this grace, this benediction, this joy.
We try to help this minority so that they're able to remain, that they don't have to leave, they don't have to migrate.
Cardinal John Foley heads the Equestrian Order of the Holy Sepulchre of Jerusalem, an organization founded at the time of the Crusades to protect pilgrims traveling to the holy sites. Today, the order supports the Christian minority in the Holy Land, funding health and educational projects in particular. Just before he left for Jerusalem, I asked Cardinal Foley what message he had for the new Latin Patriarch, Fuad.
Well, first of all, a message of gratitude to his predecessor, the Patriarch Michel Saba, who has done a wonderful job for more than two decades in leading the Christian community in Israel, in the Palestinian territories, in Jordan, and in Cyprus. And also a message of welcome and the promise of prayer and even financial support for the new patriarch, Fuad Twal, who is a native of Jordan, and the promise of our solidarity with him, our help for him, and particularly our prayers for peace in an area tragically torn by violence. Jesus came as the Prince of Peace, and I would hope that through the influence of Christians, the Christian schools which accept Muslims and Druze and the Jews, if they wish to attend, that this presence of an open Christian educational system in the Middle East, in the Holy Land, the land made sacred by Jesus, might be able to contribute to understanding and mutual respect and eventual peace in that country tragically torn by violence.
You're at the head of this very ancient organization dedicated to supporting the Christian presence there in the Holy Land. Just tell us a little bit about some of the projects that you're involved in, your organization is working on today.
Well, one of the things that I will be visiting when I'm in the Holy Land for the farewell of Patriarch Saba and for the installation of Patriarch Twal will be a visit to a hospital in Jerusalem, which has been partially financed by the Knights and Ladies of the Holy Sepulchre from around the world, to the tune of about $2.25 million. So that's significant. I'll be visiting there and offering Mass there. And also, of course, we help support the Bethlehem University, which is the only Catholic university in that area. And we support several dozen Catholic schools and parishes and social institutions. So millions of dollars a year to help the Christian community, which of course is a minority within a minority in Israel twice, because a minority in a Jewish state, in the Palestinian minority in the Jewish state, and then a minority in the Palestinian territories, which are overwhelmingly Muslim, and a minority in Jordan, a minority in Cyprus, which is overwhelmingly Orthodox. So we try to help this minority so that they're able to remain, that they don't have to leave, they don't have to migrate. So many of them are doing so. And I would hope that through their example, their dedication, that more people may be moved to understanding and dialogue, mutual respect and peace.
What are the realistic hopes for peace in the region today, following President George Bush's visit to Israel earlier this year and renewed dialogue between Israelis and Palestinians? Bishop Fuad Twal again.
We are very grateful to Mr. Bush for his visit. We are grateful to the speech of Olmert at the same time. For the first time, President Bush pronounced the word occupation. They never used to use this word. He said, end of the occupation. Even Olmert that we met last time, he said he wants to find a solution within the 2008 between the promises, the good speech, the words, and the reality, daily reality we live on the ground, there is a big gap. When looking, considering the actual situation, the cities of Palestine separated one from the other, from I don't see how they can do it this year. But it is already agreed that even Olmert and even Bush, they spoke about a solution. They put together Palestinians and Israelis. That's great. That's great. Thanks God. We encourage them. We pray for them. We respect their decisions. But we know, and they know, that from many sides we have obstacles. Obstacles from the Palestinian side, obstacles from the Israeli side, and worse than before. And I think some obstacles in the American side. I don't think that the opposition America want to give this great gift to Bush before he finishes his mandate to enter in the history, giving peace in the Holy Land, when the situation in Iraq is still the same. So we have opposition from three sides. But we Christians, we never lose hope, and we're still living with dynamism, with optimism, with joy. Joy to live, to work, to do our work. We are not desperate and never be desperate. We have many, many good signs in the Holy Land that gives us this joy to live, to work. We have our seminary full of seminarians. We have many pilgrims. We have many friends. We are not alone. Thanks God.
Looking on the Palestinian side, of course, the problems between Hamas and Fatah, many people see this as a crucial stumbling block to negotiations with Israel. Do you agree with that? And how do you think perhaps you can help to resolve these internal problems?
No. Look, now in all the Middle East, and especially in Palestine, we are living this big crisis. So within this big crisis, we have small crisis. We must understand that. I don't think that it's the moment to put them together, the two divisions from the Palestinians. Not the moment. Otherwise, that will be a pretext for Israel. We don't deal with terrorists. Now Israel has no more pretext. But for the moment, it is not the time to put them together. But I am sure, one day they must gather. And we have to remember that all the Arab League is behind pushing both of them together, and they will gather. They are Palestinians, they are Muslims, they are Arabs, they have all the elements to be together. Now the situation is very complicated, and we will have small problems here and there. But I hope we are happy to see both now Israelis and Palestinians are gathering to dialogue to find a solution. You have to remember and let Israel remember, for whom we wish peace and security, that they tried all the means. Till now they won all the wars, or almost all the wars, with their neighbors. Till now they never won peace and security. Let us try something else. Let us try dialogue. Let us try trust, more trust. Let us try to respect the international resolution. Let us do something else. And we hope that everybody will enjoy and peace and security.
And my thanks there to Bishop Fouad Twal, who takes over on Sunday as the new head of the Latin Patriarchate in Jerusalem.